This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. Thank you for taking 15 minutes out of your busy day to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. We're going to hear the end of a message I preached last weekend at Island Community Church. Now, Island is a church that I pastor, and we are located at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. We meet Sunday mornings at 10:30. We'd love to see you Sunday morning. You're invited here this Sunday morning. If you're looking for a church home, if you don't have a church that you can call home, why don't you come out to Island this weekend and worship and fellowship with us, and perhaps Island will be a church that you can call home. I invite you out. If you enjoy messages like what you hear on this program and Bible teachings like what you hear on the radio is basically the same thing as what you're going to hear in church. So I invite you to come out to Island. Now today, we're looking at the end of this sermon I preached. It's entitled, On This Rock. So look at what Jesus said to Peter and to you. It's a comforting word to me, where he said, on this rock. Now, Peter, remember, he confessed Christ. He said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus said, blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say to you that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. Look around here today. Do you feel like the gates of hell are coming up against the church? Well, you're right. It does appear that way according to the naked eye, but behind the scenes, you see, God's in control. This is Jesus' church. The gates of hell will not prevail against it, no matter what you see. And the Bible says it was going to be this way. Where? 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly or explicitly says. You know that word explicit. Usually it's used in a bad connotation. You know, some politician is taken out by explicit photographs. Well, the Holy Spirit says, let me speak to you, friend, explicitly. And here's what I have to say. This is what he says. The Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. I put it to you today. What you see out here is deceiving or seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. Those that try to get you to fall away from the truth of the Word of God are deceiving. Don't believe that stuff anymore. That's old school. Change with the times. Look at all the trouble and persecution you'll be under if you still follow the Bible. That's what the devil says. Remember, that's what the devil thinks about you. Skin for skin, he says. All that a man has, he will give for his life. Just change from the rest. It goes all the way back to the beginning. Psst, hath God said. Friend, stick to the truth of the Word of God. Don't be deceived by deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons. The issue of gay marriage is the catalyst that is going to, according to the naked eye, destroy the church of Jesus Christ. But The gates of hell will not prevail against the church. This is the last part of this message. Enjoy the word now today.
In the latter times, many will fall away from the faith, giving heed to deceiving spirits, whispering in people's ears. Don't pay any attention to that old stuff. Deceiving spirits. To think that something, gay marriage, is something okay, while something, gay marriage, is actually something else. And doctrines of demons. He says, let me tell you explicitly so that you'll know. This is what's going on to the church today. They've been deceived. Church, I encourage you, keep the words in this book. Keep the words that are written in this book. Don't turn away from the truth. Don't let people deceive you. Don't let doctrines of demons deceive you. You know the word of God. Hold to this book. If there's anything I can say to you today, don't budge from the truths written in your Bible. Please, don't turn away. Don't let people deceive you. There's a spiritual fight that's going on right now out here in the world. Remember Paul said, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against spiritual wickedness in high places. There's a fight on right now to turn this country into Sodom. And it's going to bring the judgment of God. There's a blessing in the last book, in the very last chapter of the Bible. It says, blessed are those who keep the words that are written in this book. Don't let the world talk you out of this, out of it. Don't cast off the holiness of God. Let me say that again. Don't cast away the holiness of God. Listen. Listen to me. And all you that hear this on the podcast and on the radio this week, hear me. I foresee a great and terrible falling away of the Church of Jesus Christ in the coming days, weeks, and months. Period. Notice I didn't say years. I foresee this coming on the church. In the latter times, many will fall away from the faith, giving heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons. Paul went on to say, their consciences having been seared with a hot iron. This is what's coming on the church. Now turn back just a couple of pages from there, maybe one page in your Bible, to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 1. Here's a short list. Evidence that the return of the Lord Jesus Christ is near. It says, now, brethren, now concerning the coming of the Lord Jesus and our gathering together to him, we ask you, don't be shaken in mind. Don't be troubled. He must have written this to me this past week. I've been both of these this week, shaken and troubled, as I see the church of Jesus Christ under attack. Paul says, don't be shaken in mind or troubled, he goes on, either by spirit or by word. Or by letter, as if from us, as though the day of Christ had come. Let no one deceive you by any means, for that day will not come unless the falling away comes first. The falling away of or from what? The falling away from the faith by the church. This is what we're waiting. This is the long prophesied event that you'll know Jesus' return is near, is when people in the church fall away from this book and don't follow it anymore. Now, this is my opinion. I'll give it to you. You can believe it if you want. If not, you won't offend me. I believe the gay marriage issue is the catalyst for all of this. I think now, looking here it is, April whatever, the year of whatever, someone tell me what year it is. It's 2015. I believe we're come to the time right now The issue of gay marriage is the thing that's going to, apparently, according to the naked eye, be the thing that destroys the Church of Jesus Christ. By next year at this time, they will haul me out of here for preaching this sermon. Maybe a little shorter time than that. Am I right or am I wrong? Will I be able to preach this much longer? And people, you see, like Joel said, you're in the valley of decision. You got to make a choice. What are you going to do? Whose side are you on? Let me cut to the chase here. Don't let sin in the camp. Satan is trying to deceive you and people everywhere to allow sin into the camp. And I say to you, don't do it. Don't do it. I read this last thing to you. It's Joshua chapter 24, verse 14. It says, "Now therefore, fear the Lord. Serve him in sincerity and in truth. Put away the gods your father served on the other side of the river and in Egypt. Serve the Lord. And if it seems evil to you to serve the Lord, then choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the river, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." I encourage you to go and do likewise. Remember the promise our Lord Jesus Christ spoke to his apostles and to all of us and to everyone throughout every generation. And that is, upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. Let's pray. Lord, we praise you. Thank you, God, that you don't change. You're still the same. Lord, we pray you'd give us strength. It's difficult sometimes. It's a difficult battle. It's a difficult fight. It's depressing to see what's happening. Lord, we pray you'd strengthen us. I pray you'd strengthen everyone here as you did me the other morning. I pray you would do likewise with all of us. Help us. Remind us, Lord. Remind us you've got this one. You've got our backs. You've got it covered. You won't ever leave us or forsake us. Lo, you are with us always, even unto the end of the age. And we say, with the voices for 2,000 years, Lord, we say, "Maranatha, even so, come quickly, Lord Jesus." It's in your name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time.
Sovereign on the ocean floor with me.